Ham!
Here he is, folks, Ham. Go ahead, Ham.
Thank you. You're welcome. You know anything about me, I like to be on the cutting edge of technology. I got a lib box car that needs two parking spots to avoid Nazis.
Same car Greta Thunberg drives, probably.
Probably. I wore a blazer for a bit. You know, ahead of the curve.
Stupid facial hair.
That's
you
him.
Definitely yeah. had a phase.
That's him.
No, yeah, his real is stupid. Offensive facial hair. Yours was just stupid.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the distinction. I find myself, though, more susceptible to advertisement nowadays. And these two things converge, technology and advertisement.
You've got like 10 squatty potties. You just buy whatever
He's
comes up on the infomercial.
Constantly shake weighting.
No on the shake weight, yes on the squatty potty.
Okay.
Highly recommend, by the way. These things converged on vacation. This is something that I found out about that I wish I knew earlier. And now I'm imparting it onto everybody else. DJ and I talked about this earlier. We, being the youth, need to be taught at least a couple things in order to survive. Number one, finances.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, how to cook eggs.
I feel like one of those is considerably easier than the other one.
I mean, eggs are such a protein-rich, easy meal. I feel like we should
you
all
need
know
to learn
how to
make eggs.
Make them properly.
I feel like anyone can learn eggs in 5 minutes.
Dude.
Your finances are
You'd be
way
shocked.
Different thing.
Whenever you eat a bad egg prepared by somebody...
How do they prepare them poorly? How?
They can be too runny.
Yeah. Or they, you know, still have shell in it.
Or they use milk in them. There's just no reason to put milk in eggs.
You can put a little milk in
you
your
know
eggs.
What?
No.
There's no reason to put cheese in eggs either.
I'm with you on that.
It's gluttonous. There's no reason to.
Yeah,
they're fine on their own.
See, I'm fine with cheese. No on milk.
Or you ask for maybe like medium or easy and you get a hard egg. That's
yeah.
no good.
Exactly.
You're
yeah.
missing
complex.
Out on, you're missing out on the egg train here, Monty.
No, I'm not. I eat eggs all the time, and I don't feel like they're difficult to prepare. That's why I'm saying it.
I think some people are egg illiterate. But that's number two. Number three, you need to take care of your balls. Now, I've neglected two of these
True.
For most of
don't
my life.
Don't gesture to me.
Well, I'm saying you need to let them free sometime. Do the tetherball.
I've neglected two of these things for my life up until about 2 weeks ago.
I know you aren't neglecting your balls because you're whacking away at those things.
What?
13-year-old rubbing.
So while on vacation, I'm scrolling the internet looking for Del Taco or something like that. Ad popped up.
As one will do
Sounds
on
about right.
Yeah. Ass car. Last whorehouse on the left. This is something I wish I knew about 20 years ago. I'm talking underwear. More specifically, while scrolling, I saw underwear that have a pouch inside of it. What I mean by that is...
So you can put your Joey in there?
Yeah.
Like a kangaroo?
Yeah.
No, from Friends. Yes, a kangaroo.
What I mean by this underwear, though, is it's underwear equipped with a pouch for your sack. A sack, if you will. Now, maybe this technology wasn't always available... Or I'm just learning about it. I was very intrigued. I have balls. Never heard of this.
Boy, please pull that for any time we bring up any type of thing with intelligence. I have balls. I've never heard of this. You're right. I guess I don't even know what you mean, though. It has its own little sack. What do you mean? Like a little ball hammock?
It has extra material. So when you put underwear on, your sack goes into this extra pouch... To prevent it from being next to your legs.
So it's a little barrier.
Yes.
In between.
I won't say the brand, but upon doing research, there's multiple companies. But it's premium underwear that has a compartment for your nuts. This is so you don't have...
Cam LaFada is loving this conversation in there. By the way, he's shaking his head.
Cam LaFada, have you heard of this ball technology?
I am familiar with this advanced technology, and I have friends that swear by it.
See? Okay.
There you go.
It's the way to go.
Like this?
That's the extreme version.
That's
so,
comically...
And I'll get to that in a second. So it's premium underwear. This is so you don't have ball leg where your ball's sticking next to your leg.
Which, it does get hot here in Texas, so yeah. A little separation
Yeah, then you gotta be
summer.
Like the little Elvis shake.
Yeah.
The
They call that Batmaning, just so you guys know. It's called Batmaning.
Batmaning. Why?
When it sticks to, because, you know, like, maybe it sticks to both legs, you kind of get, like, the Batman symbol going.
What?
What?
When you're, the Batman what? Symbol?
He's saying when they're stuck on
yeah,
both
thank
sides,
you, Monty.
It creates the bat
oh,
signal.
Oh, distended sack test?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody. Back to you, Ham.
Mine are never that stuck together.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
I usually get a little twig and separate them by that point.
I guess if you're in the Mojave Desert for like 10 days, then maybe it'll be sticky like that.
Yeah, I put butter so I have non-stick legs.
But this is also Crisco. To prevent, you know, having to adjust all day long. Also, no chafing.
All you do is sit in a chair
yeah,
all
you
day.
Sit
How are
down
you?
Here for 10 hours
you
a day.
You don't even get up to go to the bathroom. Why do you need to unstick?
It happens.
You got weird stuff going on in your pants, man. I'm saying that as a friend. You might need to get this looked at.
Without ever having actually looked in there, I'm positive, based on context clues.
But
your balls are weird.
Your poor wife.
So intrigued by this ball technology and underwear that we have these days. Bought some immediately. Game changer. I wish I would have known about this earlier. Now, there are some that are like called like dual pouch. That's the ones that Monty was showing that has... It has a C sleeve for your shaft, so it has a compartment for ball, and then an extra hole to shove the earthworm gym down.
This one, there's just way too much unused room.
Yeah.
It would be like, if I was wearing these underwear, it'd be like putting Vern Troyer in an excursion. Like, it just would not make a lot of sense. I need the clown car.
So how did these ads start turning up on your internet?
I have no idea.
You were doing wiener searches and this came up?
Pride 3. But I bought them and then I told wife about them because I'm like, look at these.
I bet they were targeted ads because your wife was tired of having the spatula on your nuts off your leg.
To scrape them off the sides of my thighs? Yeah.
Gross.
But yeah, underwear technology.
Yeah.
Something I'm fascinated in.
I need to see a picture of what you're talking about.
So this is... Here,
so imagine you put them on.
Give me a moment, I can take my belt off.
Imagine no, I don't need that close.
Imagine you put your undies on, and then you can kind of like... There's a compartment in the front, instead of like just the...
Like this?
Sort of, except inside of the main pouch, there's a secondary pouch to where you can kind of tuck your junk inside so that there's cloth in between but your legs.
So you're
and
physically
the rest.
Setting them in a piece of
fabric. It's like a banana hammock but part of the underwear.
Okay. But it's still covered in the front.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But you don't have crunch nuts or anything like that. It's its own pouch. And there's some out there.
That's the worst breakfast cereal I've ever heard. Crunch nuts.
Crunch nuts.
I'll have a banana. I'm good.
Yeah. Let's do Fruit Loops.
Some even have breathable cooling technology so you don't get swamp crotch also.
Yeah, you put like a snorkel down in there. You can breathe.
Now, how was it ever established in the Constitution that you had to have white underwear if you're a man?
I haven't worn white underwear since I was a child.
Or like our dads all wore the same underwear, the whitey tidies. Is it only like within the past 30 years that underwear has like gone through a revolution?
Yeah, but even then, how long were whitey tidies in style? Because I felt like there was a long time where underwear you wore as like a whole
like dress. Long underwear?
Yeah, like long johns.
Like long johns?
Yeah. I feel like whitey tidies were just like in the 50s.
I picture the long john era where you still had to go to the outhouse to use the bathroom.
Yes.
And undo your flap,
yeah,
your back flap.
Exactly, yeah. You had flapped pants.
You could go into the bucket.
Homer bucket, Bigo. So yeah, return home. That's a new one. So yeah.
It's
a variation.
Yeah, not good.
Got my new Nads underwear. Attempt to impart it on some Wednesday on my friends, so I tell DJ, hey, I got this new technology I need to tell you about. We need to normalize it and telling people about things improve the quality of life.
I guess Ham cares more about your nuts than mine, because I didn't learn about these till today.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
I know, but why do you care more about his than mine? Mine could be in shambles for all you know.
But I told DJ, I go, hey, do you know there's new nuts underwear out there? And what does he say?
I've known about this for a while.
Yeah, you're not breaking news to this guy.
No.
No, he's known about this for like a decade.
I learned about this from Tim McMahon. He's a big advocate. Not only is Tim McMahon a fantastic basketball reporter, he knows his men's underwear.
But yeah, so I'm trying to...
Yeah, just did it again.
I'm a machine. I can't stop doing it.
But Ham is right.
We'll stop stopping you down.
These are...
I'm trying to change the quality of his balls in life.
There is... They are a game changer.
Dude.
You need to get away from the basic underwear. If you're still a basic underwear man, even though they are...
They're expensive.
They're stupid expensive to upgrade.
But it's worth it. So, like, I also, like, upgraded to, like, premium t-shirts and whatnot, just plain t-shirts. The quality of the material is so much better. I love it.
Is there not any restriction on the upper portion, though? I feel like if I'm having to tuck my, I guess to put it medically, nuts into this pouch, is the shaftal region not going to be, like, restricted more?
No. no, they leave room for it.
They leave room for it.
They're aware that you also have that.
And that's why they
are designing these.
That's why they also have the dual pouch, so your non-nut region of the peen has its own compartment as well.
Okay.
But those just look ridiculous to me, because it looks like you're walking around with like an erection all the time.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the one that I saw.
That one's stupid.
That one's stupid, yeah.
Like an old mask that people would
wear. But it's a built-in space for everything. So it's not on the side of your leg.
So use promo code HAM to get 10% off your new line of
I guess if
underwear.
They were ever to come here, though, two of you could be spokesman.
My God, yeah. Absolutely. I feel if you want to be the change.
Nope.
You could be.
Messed it up. If you want to see change, be the change.
So here I am, hero to all, if you want to call me that. To tell you, your balls don't have to suffer anymore.
I used to hate as a kid whenever we were really big on boxers. Like
I could never get into the boxers.
And people were like, dude, yeah, you got to get the Joe boxers with the face on it.
No.
And I remember being like, well, I guess that's what we're doing, all the cool kids. And then, hating it because you would just have scrunch nuts and your pants wouldn't fit good. And then, you finally untangle everything and you got to hire a team to help get everything put back in order after all that.
Yeah, you gotta have
a pit crew.
You gotta have like stick legs for those to work. I got meaty thighs here. Boxers do not work.
And so I was doing that purely to, if anyone ever look cool, and it was only just for me at night.
Yeah,
for something no one else can see.
Rubbing,
you endure extreme discomfort because, well, I guess that's what everyone's doing. So,
but it doesn't have to be that way.
God, and I remember thinking as a kid, parents get you whitey tighties, and then the first time, you go running and you get chafe must die. You don't want to do that either. So then you're like, I'll try anything. That's why I thought boxer briefs were the end of underwear technology, because they're great.
Well, they improved them with a sack.
I'll look into it.
Okay.
Really makes you think.
Unless you have a pair I can borrow. I'll treat them well.
Could Ham's underwear get on one leg, over one leg of Monty, one thigh of Monty?
You're gonna get through him. The nub.
He's going to be like, did that old man from that plane wear these? Oh, why do they look like that?
Do that to my underwear. All
right.
I'm not going to lend you my underwear if you're going to just do it.
Don't lend them to him anyway. Oh. Don't trust him.
So, underwear technology.
So, yeah.
Look into it.
Do you ever like get in a compromised situation where you feel like they come out?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there is like the little...
Is there an escape hatch?
There's
for
an escape
emergencies?
Hatch,
You bang the eject.
Oh. Eject.
Oh, okay.
Rubbing.
Hey, what if you gotta do that? You gotta get a little screwdriver and pry them loose? Well, I'm glad you guys' balls are okay. That means a lot. I worry about them constantly. And
we're worried about your balls.
Don't worry about this.
No, I'm not.
You know, they're just for show. They don't need to be taken care of. All right. Well, there's a report on how hams nuts are.
There's something.